This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
And here's a deep drive to right off the bat of Ian Happ. It's got a chance. Gone. Ian Happ with a line drive home run to right.
Gold Glove Award winner.
High fly ball hit to deep left. Happ going back. He's at the track near the wall. Leaps. And he makes the catch.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
That he changed how the second base position is thought of is pretty remarkable. That time in Cubs history, like WGN and being on everywhere, like he was a big part. Him and those teams were a big part of creating what the fan base is today.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
We do toast Ian Happ, and he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday in the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, Ian. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're just wondering if you guys are reeling like a lot of people are today after seeing what happened last night with Michael Soroka. How much of a gut punch is that for you and your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, it's super unfortunate, and it's tough for him. You know, I just really feel for him. You know, we're excited to have him and excited that he's a Cub. I know how much it hurt him and how, like, mentally and emotionally, and how tough that was. So, we're rooting for him. We're hoping we get to see him back soon and have him as a big part of our run down the stretch, because he's a great guy. And, you know, anytime a teammate goes through that, it's tough.
I appreciated how just candid he was after the game last night, talking to us about whether it was getting an additional MRI or just what his emotions were going through all of this. One of the words he used was embarrassed. You know, I tend to think, Ian, that if we've thought about something like watching a player, then obviously the front office has too. What did you think about just him being so honest about, like, hey, I got this MRI, and hey, this is how I feel, with the public, not just his team?
Yeah, I think everybody appreciates that. I think people appreciate the honesty and the candor in a situation like that. And it takes a lot to be able to come out and say those things. I think the fans and the public appreciate that.
How tough was last night? I know it just seemed like one thing happened after another, and not real big blows, but it just seemed like you guys could not get things going, especially given how Dansby Swanson's at bat, where it looked like he was going to drive in the tying run went.
Yeah, I think just, offensively right now, we're not firing on all cylinders. And we didn't have a ton of traffic yesterday to be able to give ourselves a bunch of opportunities. So it was one of those games where you got to capitalize on on every little thing to win that game. And, you know, as an offense, we've been really good all year, you know, and we're going to get back to that place. It's not going to last forever, and not going to be a situation where we're struggling to put runs together. We have too good of players and too good of an offense for that. So it's going to start clicking again here soon and put runs up on the board. And when that happens, we're dangerous.
And the late, great Bill Melton would always tell me that veterans have shorter slumps. Like, that's part of the beauty of being in the game longer, good enough to last in the game longer. How do you see that coming through when it comes to guys like maybe yourself or Kyle Tucker, just knowing that this isn't something that's going to last long if somebody's hitting out of character?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of the way guys go through it. I mean, a guy like Tuck, like, he's so good at walking, still getting on base and having quality at bats through a stretch where he's not getting a ton of hits to fall. You know, it's pretty impressive to watch. And, you know, those things don't last forever. Sometimes it feels like they will, and sometimes it feels like it's tough to get out of. But I have a lot of confidence in just this group and the ability of kind of our guys to kind of, you know, ride through that, and we'll all be clicking again soon.
How do you balance maybe trying to understand the nature of a slump or a slumping lineup versus, you know, trying to force things and do the best you can to work your way out of the slump, as opposed to just waiting out and just doing what you do that it comes to you every day?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the outside perception, is that you just wait it out. You know, guys are working every day. You know, guys are in the cage, going through their routine, hitting, watching video, talking to hitting coaches. Like, the perception that guys are just waiting it out, it's just not accurate. I mean, guys are grinding, getting upset, frustrated. You know, what makes that better? I don't know. That's the hardest part about being in a slump. You're facing other guys getting paid too to get you out, and you got eight guys on the field trying to catch the baseball. So it's really challenging, but the guys aren't just, oh, well, I'll get him tomorrow. Guys are working really, really hard every single day. Every guy on that team is. And that's why the game's so frustrating. It's not built for hitters to succeed every day. It's built to get you out. And we got a bunch of guys working really hard every single day. And, you know, that's why we're a great group. That's why we have the record we have, and why these guys, the back of the baseball cards they do, and it's going to show up pretty soon.
Our segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. I also think it's a good time to point out what Craig Counsell says. Like, he's not going to make mountains out of molehills in these cases either. One of the first things he said to us when he got the job in his introductory press conference and availability, he talked about how, you know, that not everybody's going to hit at the right times. He said players will regress. That is what happens during a baseball season. How have you seen that attitude out of him maybe reflected in how he's able to manage through these things?
Yeah, he's just pretty good at being even every day and being the same guy. I think, you know, you need the coaching staff to give you confidence and to, you know, be the same every day as guys go through ups and downs. It's a part of 162. It's a part of a long season. It's going to be an ebb and a flow, and it's never linear, and it's never perfect. And, you know, our staff does a really good job of being the same guys every day and coming in, you know, expecting us to work hard and do the little things right, but understanding that there's going to be bumps along the way.
I know, Ian, with Jameson Taillon making a rehab start and now seemingly closer than ever to being back with the team, what's it been like just to have him back around Wrigley Field at times and kind of anticipating his return?
Yeah, you know, Jameson's been getting after it every single day. It's fun to watch him put the work in to get back, and it's just the nature of the beast with the pitching rehab side of things. Like, you can be healthy, but you still got to build up and get back to that spot. So I think he's got one more rehab start, and, you know, we're excited for him to be back and join us, because you know, he's a big part of this thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I saw that he got the crew in Iowa a coffee truck for the tradition, for the day game.
Yeah.
That's very on brand for him. And I know you when you've been injured, you know, what was the treat that you gave the minor leaguers?
I've never done a rehab stint. I haven't had that one yet.
I'm knocking on wood as we speak.
I feel bad that I even asked that question now. I'm sorry because I feel like we've been around so long that had happened at one point. But that was like, oh, I never knew what he got the team because he never got the team anything. Okay, so theoretically, what would you do to treat the Iowa Cubs if you had to do something?
I mean, I really like the day game coffee truck. I thought that was a nice touch from JMO. It's not typical, you know, and being able to do that for the guys. I like that. If it's a night game, you know, you're probably doing a spread post game, you know, find the spot in town that guys aren't getting very often and try to get something nice for them.
I remember Outback Steakhouse was really popular when I covered the Round Rock Express. That was like the big flex one. Was like Bloomin' Onions and steaks. Like, did you ever hear about one that was good in the minor leagues or experience it for yourself?
Yeah, we had a couple good ones. Joe Nathan was with us in double A, because he lived when he is in 16, when he was trying to make a comeback late in his career, and he lived down in Knoxville, so he just stayed with us in double A for a while. He took good care of the guys.
And when you look at the way the standings are kind of lined up, is it amazing to you at all that the Brewers have the best record in baseball? You have the second best record in baseball, but they just happen to play in your division.
I mean, yeah, it's part of it, right? You can't, you know, if you have the second best record in baseball or wherever we're at, you hope that you're a few games up in the division. But it's credit to the Brewers. They've played great ball, and they've done a really good job just with the pitching staff and bullpen. It's you know, we had a good series with them up in Milwaukee, and you see why they are where they're at. And you know, it's going to be a good series when they come here for those 5 games in 4 days in August. But you know, there's a lot of baseball left. You know, every game right now is being treated like it's the end of the season, but there's a lot of baseball left and plenty of series to go. And it's going to make for a really fun next couple months.
Ian, as a show, we hadn't talked to you since the trade deadline. You know, what did you think of the acquisitions the Cubs made in multiple pitchers? And, you know, at the time, what were your thoughts about getting Michael Soroka as well?
Yeah, I think it's like Willie Castro's great addition just with his versatility. Switch hitter, plays a bunch of spots, so, you know, he can kind of, you know, he can play all over the field, kind of. Played against him a little bit, but really playing with him, you see kind of his natural athleticism and abilities, the way he flows around the field. And then with the bullpen guys, you know, we didn't really have – Brad Keller throws a sinker, but I wouldn't call him a sinker baller. We didn't really have any sinker on the ground kind of arms in the pen. You know, both lefties are kind of four-seam carry guys, and most of our right-handers are – you know, with the exception, most of our guys are four-seam guys, righties. You know, so having those two guys that come in, Rogers being a being a sinker guy. And Brage has a sinker from the right side, but Kittredge is really, you know, sinker dominant, with that sinker slider combo to get in on righties and keep the ball on the ground. So those two additions really fill out the bullpen. Two guys with experience that have been around, which is awesome. And then if you look at Soroka's numbers, just as far as his whip, was like, he had like a 1-1 whip, and you know, the ability to kind of keep the ball on the ground, get it on righties, a pitch mix that has obviously had some success in the big leagues. And we were excited about that. Still are excited about, you know, what he, you know, kind of his potential and what he can be. And so, you know, hope to get him back. But I just kind of the moves really complement this roster, which is a nice part of, you know, what you're able to do kind of at the end of July there.
And then also, Ian, I know you have some upcoming events that we wanted to ask you about. I wanted to ask you about the one you just mentioned on your Instagram, the Ian Happ Foundation charity fundraiser with Chicago Gourmet. What is going on?
Yeah, we're launching the Happ Foundation, which is really exciting. Julie and I are really excited. We've done things in the past and some different projects, and you know, we had a donor advised fund, Happ Family Fund, earlier in my career, and we've done a lot with the First Tee of Chicago. But we felt like we really wanted to start our own foundation and do something that it's kind of had a lasting impact in Chicago. So this is kind of our first big event. We're going to do it at the rooftop of Fioretta, and it's going to be an intimate setting, but we're going to do kind of small bites from restaurants all over Chicago. Dynamics helping us out with that. And it's just going to be a fun night to benefit the Happ Foundation. We're, you know, supporting youth wellness education and access to sports. I'm actually going to be on the field today with a group of kids, getting them out and showing them Wrigley. And, you know, we're really excited to start this and see what kind of impact we can make. So, we hope people will support and be there, and it's going to be a fun night.
Sounds tasty. Glad that you're getting back out there with the kids. I know you had your camp for the kids. How did that go? And, how much are you enjoying working with the youth?
Yeah, the camp was awesome. We had a blast, and it's just really fun to see those kids out there running around, enjoying baseball. When you get to be in that setting, and we kind of get stuck in this this cycle during the season of, you know, you're playing at the highest level, everything's happening fast, and when you can really slow it down and go and watch kids enjoy and playing, just like wiffle ball, with each other, and just the joy they have for the game. It's really a nice reset. And so it was great to get out there and do that, and see all those kids. And, it's something, you know, we've done 2 years in a row now. We'll definitely run it back for next year. And, just the joy on their faces is fun.
Well, congratulations on launching the Ian Happ Foundation, and the Fioretta rooftop does seem like a great time. So Ian Happ, we appreciate having you on, and look forward to those events and what's next.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.